We're about to talk to the Shadow Minister for Indigenous Affairs, Jacinta Namba-Jimpa-Price. She's in South Australia at the moment. And I wanted to talk to her about a note that I've got with me. Here we go. It's Graham. Graham says, Ben, you were talking about places where Aussies aren't allowed to go anymore. Here we go again. Have a look at Lake Eyre. And he's included a story from the National Indigenous Times. Visitors will no longer be able to set foot on one of Australia's premier tourist destinations under a proposed plan to protect its cultural significance. Lake Eyre is the continent's largest lake. Every few years it breaks out into spectacular kaleidoscope of colours when flooding rains from Queensland fill the immense saltwater basin, transforming the bleak desert landscape into an oasis of flowers and birds and attracting scores of tourists. But it is a sacred site. And the people who've lived in the region for millennia are the native title holders. Under a proposed management plan, all recreational access to the lake would be banned out of respect for that culture. Now, this is off the back of what's happened at Mount Warning in New South Wales, where people have been told, no, you're not allowed to go there anymore, even though once upon a time we had thousands of people going there every year and pumping money into the local economy, including benefiting Indigenous people. And there's an argument amongst Indigenous people about whether or not people should be allowed to climb there. I love a comment from one of them at Mount Warning where they say, yes, it's a sacred site. It's so sacred, I want all Australians, regardless of their skin colour or their gender, to come and enjoy it. Because at one stage they were saying that it should only be men going to Mount Warning. Now no one can go to Mount Warning. They've come after the Glasshouse Mountains in Queensland. We've seen it with the Flinders Ranges as well in South Australia. In Victoria, the Grampians. Now Jacinta Price is on the line. I wanted to get her take on this. Jacinta, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Ben, and g'day to all the listeners.
Where the bloody hell are you?
I'm in Streaky Bay at the moment on my way to Port Lincoln. Being out and about with my colleague, Senator Karen Little.
Good on you. You've been talking about the cashless debit card that was taken away. We'll get to that in a moment. Are you across this with Lake Eyre? According to the National Indigenous Times, there's now a chance that tourists won't be able to visit Lake Eyre.
Yeah, it is concerning. And from my understanding, it was originally raised as a safety concern because of during the dry times that the salt is quite sharp. But I would have thought that you'd be able to provide warnings to those visiting. But, you know, there's this trend going on around our country where we're locking the place up from visitors being able to see our own backyard. And I think we need to get to the point to understand that, well, we all belong here as Australians. We all belong to this country. We all have a significant connection to this country, especially, if we're born here, regardless of racial heritage, I believe. And, you know, we're shooting ourselves in the foot if we continue down this path where we're going to limit access for, you know, the potential for tourism growth, and all other things. I think Australians should be able to appreciate our own country without this continuing trend taking place.
Well, this started on our program with Mount Warning in New South Wales. 10,000 people have now signed a petition for Mount Warning to be reopened. And originally when they shut it down, first of all, they said there was secret Indigenous men's business at play and women wouldn't be allowed to climb it. Of course, you can't say that in 2024. Now they say no one can climb it, but then there are other local Indigenous people who are saying this is complete BS. Anyone can climb Mount Warning.
Yeah, look, and that's the problem, right? Because it opens the opportunity for those who take advantage of the situation to create their own stories and control the situation, control the narrative, control access to these places. And I don't understand to what end, really, why this has to take place. And there's very few who are willing to stand up and call out some of the nonsense that we hear. But, you know, it's almost become the new religion to Indigenous culture become the new religion and everybody's got to respect it. We've all got various different cultural backgrounds as Australians. And, yes, we should all respect it in our own way. But, you know, I mean, I was brought up where it's about sharing. It's about sharing understanding and knowledge and having something to be proud of. And I don't think we should be taking that away from some Australians because they don't have Indigenous heritage.
This probably started with Ayers Rock, Uluru, when that was closed down. Well, the climb was closed. And I think most people thought, all right, well, we can still walk around it. And maybe there are some out there who still would like to be able to climb it. But then when it jumps from Uluru to the Glasshouse Mountains in Queensland, then when it's the Grampians in Victoria, the Flinders Ranges in South Australia, I know that you're from Alice Springs. There's Mount Gillon, a beautiful mountain range, 10 minutes drive out of Alice. Walking tracks have been closed there now as well. And in many cases, Indigenous people can't agree on the reasons why.
Yeah, you know, and that's right. And there's mixed reaction from it, the Indigenous community, because there's many that don't want those climbs shut down. You know, and what are our kids supposed to do in terms of learning about their country, being involved and having access to these places? I mean, you know, in a place particularly like Alice Springs, where there's very, it seems that we're always hearing about, you know, there's nothing for young people to do. So shutting down climbs, you know, things that are healthy for us in terms of accessing natural, you know, parts of our country and getting about to them, is just, it's not common sense. And surely for those that are hell-bent on wanting to shut these places down, at least a compromise could be reached, an understanding that we all belong here, and enough with the, I guess, the separatism that continues to be pushed.
Yeah, and one of the fallouts is that you've got Indigenous people who've started tourism businesses, and if you don't have the same number of tourists going to these locations, then they lose out as well. And you're punishing people who've done nothing wrong, like climbers and day trippers and hikers. And I just think it creates bad vibes, and future generations, I think, are going to believe that we're crazy. Now, you're in South Australia at the moment having a look at the cashless debit card that was taken away. What's the feedback like?
Oh, look, the feedback from locals is they're beside themselves now that in places like Ceduna, it's suggesting that alcohol restrictions are brought into place. I mean, when you start going down this path, you know that there's a problem in the first place. But, you know, the sad thing, Ben, is that what we're seeing is those that want to support things like the cashless debit card are shunned, even come under threat of violence if they stand up publicly and support it. And this is the behaviour that the Labor government supports. We see it all over the place for those who want to have a different opinion to what Labor are proposing. We see bullying, we see threats, and we don't see a healthy democracy where people can have a public opinion on a matter as important as saving lives.
Yeah, they don't seem to understand the idea behind tough love. And I remember when Albo first hinted that he was going to take away the cashless debit card, I said, look, I don't think that he will understand the consequences that will follow from that decision. You're seeing it now firsthand. It's always good to catch up. Let's drop by the studio next time we're in Sydney, huh?
Yes, absolutely.
Good on you. Jacinta Namba-Jimba-Price on the line from South Australia this morning, and she's making the point about Mount Warning and all of those other locations around Australia that have been shut off and closed down and locked up. Why? Why not open it up? Give people a greater appreciation of our Indigenous history. They're not going to learn about it if they're not able to see it.
For more of The Ben Fordham Show, watch live weekdays 5:30 till 9 a.m. on 2GB.com.